listener exclusive. It's Triple
M Breakfast. Matt Collins for Breakfast, the podcast edition.
G'day, Matt Collins from Triple M Brekkie, and it's a pleasure to hang out with you on the podcast edition for this, our weekly chat with Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. Catching up with all the latest jobs from the local boys and girls in blue. This week involves a 36-year-old Leeton man arrested in a roof cavity. A great story about two kids receiving a gift from paramedics. And a 61-year-old hay man arrested and charged with animal cruelty after a dog owner discovered air rifle pellets lodged in his two dash hounds. Let's get to it. Here he is, Police Inspector Glenn Smith. Sting and the police, 11 past 7. Oh, it just ticked over 12 past 7. That's good luck, by the way. We're all going to have a good day today. The Brekkie Show, all thanks to our mates at Dom's Motors, of course. Dom's Motors Subaru, home of the legendary Subaru WRX. Head over to the website domsmotors.com.au. Now listen, it is a Tuesday, which also means it's Tradie Tuesday. Brookie in the Triple M Roadster are going to be heading out to a job site today to hand out some goodies and some freebies to some tradies today. If you'd like to tell us where you are, you might find Brooke come out with some goodies for you. 133353, let me know where you are today, tradespeople. Now, we just heard from the police, and we're going to hear from them again. Murrumbidgee Police District Inspector Glenn Smith. What a segue that was, Inspector.
Brilliant, Matt. Brilliant. What can I say?
I didn't even plan it. It just happened.
You are on your game without even knowing it.
Right. Do you guys, you know, get around and play the police in the police cars?
No, I've never done that.
Have you? Do you have a go-to police song? And before you say no, I know that's a lie. But anyway, continue.
There is that song they seem to associate a lot with it, which was that Bad Boys from the
what
old...
What you gonna do?
Yeah, Cops TV show, but that's going a fair way back.
That's not the one, because you and I have spoken about a bit of an intro for this segment.
Oh, I fought the law and the law
I
won.
I fought the law, yes. And the law won.
Not a bad song. Not
and
a bad
and
song.
And it's true. The law will always win.
Yes, generally, yes.
As we will find out. It's a lovely story that I'm glad we're going to talk about today, and it relates to something in this very studio, but we'll get to that, Inspector. Let's start with this 61-year-old hay man. Now, it's worth mentioning at the get-go, this story does contain animal cruelty. So if you'd like to turn your radios down for a couple of minutes, I would suggest you do that. But a 61-year-old hay man has been arrested and charged with animal cruelty, Inspector.
Yeah, so on Saturday the 2nd of March, a complaint was made to Hay Police after a resident out there discovered air rifle pellets lodged in their two dash hounds. An investigation was commenced. And then at approximately 11 a.m. on Thursday the 7th of March, police attached to the Murrumbidgee Proactive Crime Team and police from Hay attended a residential address in Hay. A search warrant was executed at this address, where an unregistered air rifle and air rifle pellets were located and seized from a rear shed. During the search, police also detected a number of firearms safe storage offences, and with regard to the registered firearms which were owned by the occupants there. This resulted in the seizure of those firearms. At the conclusion of the search warrant, a 61-year-old male occupant returned to the address where he was placed under arrest. He was conveyed back to Hay Police Station and charged with commit an act of cruelty upon an animal, fire firearm manner likely to injure persons or property, possess unregistered firearm and not keep firearms safely. The man's firearm licence was also suspended and he was later granted conditional bail and he'll appear at Hay Court on the 6th of May.
Two things. The first one, probably most importantly, do we know how the dogs are going now?
I believe the dash hounds are going okay.
Good, yeah. Good to hear. Secondly, do we know why? Why would someone do such a thing?
No.
Yep. Goodness me. All right, so he will appear on the 6th of May. Sometimes these alleged people that have, you know, done these alleged things go to court immediately, the next day, the next couple of days. This one is not for a couple of months. Is there particular reasons why?
Yeah, so if your bail refused, you'll go to court the next day for a bail hearing to see if... the magistrate's going to let you out on bail or not. And then after that, but they're always set quite a few weeks down the track. Police have got to have time to prepare the brief of evidence. The person that's been charged needs time to go and see, get legal advice if they need to. And there's also a bit of a backlog in the courts going down the track.
Of course. Got to book in some time. All right, let's go to Leeton now. And a 36-year-old Leeton man has been arrested, hiding from the police inspector and hiding up in the roof, it would seem.
Yes. So this is the second one in 2 weeks' time over Leeton and Narendra Way. So at about 2 a.m. on the 6th of March, police received information that a 36-year-old Leeton man had threatened his partner with a gun. Police made inquiries and established the man was at a Leeton address and may be in possession of a firearm. So at about 4:45 a.m. that morning, police attended the address in Leeton. The house was surrounded and police requested someone come to the door. No persons came to the door. However, police spoke with the occupants through a window. The occupants would not let police inside the house, and a decision was made to force entry into the residence as the police believed that the man was inside the premises armed with a firearm. And he was also wanted for some breach of bail offences. Police searched the premises and located the man hiding in the roof cavity. He was then later arrested, handcuffed and conveyed back to Leeton Police Station and charged with breach of apprehended domestic violence order and breach of bail offences, and he was bail refused.
So police had turned up at the doorstep, spoken to someone inside the house and said, look, we want to come in.
Yes, I was actually out there. I got called out that morning, went across there, yeah.
The occupants have said, sorry, no, you're not coming in.
Correct.
So yourself and the rest of the crew forced your way in.
Yeah, yep, yep. We were justified to force entry. And whilst we were doing that, the occupants actually rang 000 to say that the police were, you know.
hang on.
The door.
They have phoned police to say the police are trying to get in.
Yeah.
What did the police say?
The message came over the radio, and I said, yes, that's correct. They won't open the door.
It's me. Yeah. I'm outside.
Yes.
We are here.
Yep.
We want to come in and help you.
Yes. Yep.
Goodness me. We shouldn't laugh.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's the latest on that one? He has been bail refused.
So he's bail refused currently at the moment, yeah.
Okay. So that's one where he'll be in court sooner rather than later.
For a bail hearing, but not the actual mention or hearing of what occurred.
Okay. I'm glad we're going to finish on a positive note, Inspector. Now, in the studio right now, thanks to my good friend Pat. Now, Pat's been in the studio before, and she brought in, I've got him in my hot little hands now, this Red Cross teddy bear. And apparently Pat and the other knitters, they get together at the Griffith Community Hall every week and they knit these little teddy bears. And, you know, it's all good and well that I get one and I'm forever grateful. But there's people out there and maybe kids as well that would love to get such a little teddy. And you've got a great little story about these teddy bears.
Yeah, so the other evening I was out at a job and we had to get the Ambos to come along and have a look at two kids. And whilst we're there, the Ambos actually carry a clear plastic bag with those teddy bears. Mm. And the kids were a little bit upset. So the Ambos got the teddy bears out and gave them one each. And these two little kids, their eyes just lit up. It was
like it was Christmas.
Yeah, it was like their Christmas had all come at once. And it works great for the Ambos because it distracts the kids so the Ambos can look at them and yeah, I was quite touched by it. I thought,
I love that.
Crack of an idea. So
I love that because, you know, as I said, we've had Pat on before. We've spoken about how people can get involved and volunteer to help knit these little bears. And they look fantastic, by the way. But to see and hear that it's out really impacting these kids' lives in, you know, I can imagine, I don't know the situation, but I can imagine that they're having a bit of a rough time of it, these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So to get a little thing like that is lovely.
Fantastic. And we'll have to find out from Pat. I hope the ladies don't have to pay for the wool and stuffing out of their own pockets. So we'll have to make those inquiries. And if they do, we'll have to see if we can find someone to maybe donate some.
Yeah,
wool.
Throw a few bucks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said. Inspector, love that. Great segment. We'll have to organise an opener for you.
And now, you said you wanted to finish on a positive note. When you said that, I thought you were talking about my joke.
Exactly, that's what I was talking about.
I've been getting a lot of feedback about my jokes. It's,
any positive feedback?
Well, let's just say I've been getting a lot of feedback. People are actually looking forward to it.
Take it away, Inspector, please.
Okay, see how we go this week. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why did the scarecrow win an award, Inspector?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Goodness me. I think this segment is getting better and better, but your jokes are still bringing it down. We love your work. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Matt.
21 past seven.
The best way to start your day in Rankin Spring.
A listener exclusive.